fishing. A jerk on one end of the line, waiting for a jerk on the other end.
What's biting in the southwest on Triple M?
G'day, Holly, our most famous fisho in Busselton.
Stop it. How are you, mate?
Mate, what's biting in the southwest?
Well, I sent you through, actually, no, I didn't send you through a photo. In the paper on Wednesday, there was a nice 81-centimetre pink snapper caught. Rick Lane on the Busselton jetty. The jetty is going off at the moment, guys, and all the way through the bay. Big snapper, big mulloway, like Monaghan's. Anywhere, I think you just got to get out in the water a little bit or off the beach like these guys are getting, and they are slaying them. Even Ryan Lynn got in the bay. He got a nice 20-kilo dewey as well through last week, guys. So get out amongst them. But, God, how cold has it been? I was talking to Chad Koenig the other day, and he said him and his mate went out on the weekend, about just on sunset, in a dinghy. They scooted out to the 4 mile. He said by the time they got out there, they couldn't even drop a line because they were that bloody cold and frozen, you reckon?
I got a call from Jake in Busselton during the week, who's got it in his head that he wants to go and catch a squid on the jetty. So he was out in those freezing nights on the jetty with the jetty rats trying to squid. Yep. He didn't catch a thing, but he's going to keep trying, he tells me.
I saw some photos on Facebook there through the week. This bird was out off near the 4 miles. You said it was 18 metres of water, and some of the hoods on these squid would have been 45 centimetres. I reckon there was some monster squid. So that's out about around near the 4 mile, guys. I was actually up at port the other day, had to go and get some work done on Romex, and I was talking to Aquazone there, and Mick was saying that Chantelle's got an all sale on this week. She said they're not really going to make a big ordeal about it, but it should be awesome, she said.
And now you sent me a picture of this massive cuttlefish.
How good was that? There's a big feed in that one. Yeah, now, like I was telling you earlier, we saw a cuttlefish out the window, hooked it on me line, got it up to the top, but as it's broken the water, it's let go of the hook, right? Just through the force of the water and stuff. But this cuttlefish, I reckon its cover would have been 3 foot plus its head, blah, blah. And I had the net there. I thought of jumping in and just netting it, but I reckon he would have grabbed me and taken me back to the bottom of the ocean. He was that big. So they reckon we've got the biggest cuttlefish in the planet, they reckon. So,
wow. And you sent me a picture of a boat that looks pretty destroyed with a special reason.
That was up at port at the same time. I said, you know, what's going on? Well, what happened to this boat? It looks like it's been burnt. But they're actually going to take it out and sink it at the end of the jetty.
Oh, that's going to be such a good new feature.
Yeah, that'll be so gold. And they've got those big, to stop the rust there. But by the time that all the stuff takes form around, all the coral and stuff, it should be amazing. Big occipod, I reckon it would have been. So the crabs have been a bit hit and miss. I was talking to a few guys there. They say they're still getting a feed, but they've really got to, like, you know, move your nets. If you're not getting in here, move up here. But then there is a lot of weed in the bay at the moment with all these northerly winds. The weekend weather, though, is actually not looking too good, guys, which will be good for the mulloway fishermen. Saturday's nor'east 14 knots pretty much all day and then swinging a bit northerly by the afternoon. Sunday's northerly 23 knots and pretty much staying northerly all the way through. And in the afternoon, it's 21 knots. But next Thursday, guys, looks pretty good. So tight lines.
Good on you, Holly. We'll catch you next week.
See you, mate. Stay safe.